Hello, fellow food enthusiasts. Welcome back to another out of Simple Recipe Box, where we turn everyday ingredients into extraordinary meals. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a dish that's as comforting as it is flavorful, Alton Brown's Good Eats Chili. So tie on your aprons and let's get cooking. First up, let's talk ingredients. For this recipe, you'll need 2 pounds of ground beef for richness, 1 large onion and 3 cloves of garlic for that aromatic base, 1 red bell pepper for a touch of sweetness, canned kidney and black beans for texture, a 28-ounce can of diced tomatoes, and of course the spices, 3 tablespoons of Alton Brown's chili powder, 1 tablespoon of cumin, and optional smoked paprika for a hint of smokiness. Now, if you're looking to tweak this recipe, maybe you're vegetarian or just want to shake things up, feel free to substitute the ground beef with a plant-based alternative or throw in some extra veggies like zucchini or mushrooms. All right, let's start cooking. Grab your sturdy pot or Dutch oven and let's brown that ground beef over medium heat. Once it's nicely browned, add in those onions and garlic, cooking till they're soft and fragrant. Next, stir in your spices. This is where the flavor magic happens. Let them toast for just a minute to deepen the flavors. Now pour in the diced tomatoes and bring everything to a boil before reducing it to a simmer. Let it simmer uncovered, stirring occasionally. This allows the chili to thicken and intensify in flavor. After about an hour, you'll have a pot of chili that's rich, complex, and utterly satisfying. Now serving this chili is where you can really get creative. Ladle it over steamed rice, pile it on a baked potato, or even use it as a filling for tacos or burritos. And here's a pro tip. Chili tastes even better the next day. Just let it cool down, store it in an airtight container, and it'll keep in the fridge for up to 3 days, or in the freezer for up to 3 months. So there you have it, folks. Alton Brown's Good Eats Chili, a dish that promises not just a meal, but an experience. Remember, great cooking isn't just about recipes. It's about making each dish your own. So don't be afraid to experiment and put your own twist on this classic. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. Join us next week as we explore more delightful recipes and handy kitchen tips. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and above all, enjoy your time in the kitchen. Happy cooking, everyone!